Learning Masechta Zivamis Daf Samach Beizim and Beiz. The Gemara is discussing the sug of Hayloi Banim Umesu, where they are not Mekayim Perivrivya, but you have the din of Bnei Banim Areim Kabanim, that the Banim can be replaced by the Bnei Banim. The Gemara says, Savra Abaya Lameimar, Bra Lebra, Ubrata Lebrata. If a son has a son, that works. If a daughter has a daughter, it works. If a Kolshkein Bra Lebrata, then Kolshkein, if the daughter has a son, it's even better. Avabrata Livra Loi. But if a son is a daughter, that doesn't work. Amalei Rav L'shevitz Yisar Binam Va'ika. So Divim Shatim in the Gemara. Taisus asks Akasha, Avagav Darmina Leil Ein Shnei Zchorim Cheshuvim Keben Ubas. So what's the Pshat in Abaya that says Kolshkein Bro Lebrata? I, the Gemara before, says two Zchorim don't have the same things as Ben Ubas. So you see that a daughter works and a son doesn't work. How do you say a Kolshkein? But Hocha Shabo Mikayach Mishabatrasim Yipiriv Rivya, since it's only coming to replace someone, the patis and purivivya, then it's pshitam, a ben is better than a bas. So first in Pashib Shat, which we'll see, the different shitas, but Taisus is clearly saying that the pshat in Abaya is that even if both the son and the daughter have a son, so now you only have two scharim, but still it works. Masheg and Abaya held, if the son had a daughter, so now I have two nekevis, that wouldn't work according to Abaya. Now, kama achreinim, paiskim, v'darki amesha, the bach, and ever as a siman aleph, the ram lublin, and shuva siman tazayin says, so then Ravin had said, l'shevitz yisar bina va'ika, he's coming to your mekel. So Abaya held that if you have a son and a daughter, or you have two sons, it works. If you have two daughters, it doesn't work. And Rava says the shevitz yisar bina nevaika means that even if both the zach and the keva both had daughters, that also works. Now, not everyone holds this way. Not everyone holds this way in Taisus. But first, what's the mafurish this way in the Rashi and the Ritva? We spoke about this earlier. There was a discussion of Beisilim that holds zach and the keva is a dafka zach and the keva, or Beisilim be maskim to two schar. And the Rashi and the Ritva, we spoke about this in Sam Machal from the Beis, bring a raya from the Gemara, that according to Basil, two scharim don't work. And that's what Taisus also was saying here. But they asked the Kasha, I hear it's mavur, two scharim work. So they say the same Taisus as Taisus, that by a Shlomo, it works, because since he did give birth to a Nekeva, but Nekeva died, but Lamaisa, she has a son, that's why it works. But they write, V'teidu l'cha, t'alakuli al-mashdei Nekeva's lay, v'asim kam rava filu brat l'brash, shevis yisarik, sival karcha Shlomo shani. So they're the ones that say mafurish that halacha lemaisa according to Rava, even two nekevis work. So the Gemara Moshe says it mafurish. The Muki Yosef sounds like he's saying that also, and the Shmuel brings down both the Shil, the Gemara, and Muki Yosef. He probably didn't have the Rashi and the Ritva, but the Rashi and the Ritva says mafurish that it works. So what's exactly the svara? Because the Chayyim can ask, if vinish vi, by the person himself, he needs dafka zach in a keva. So how can Abaya say that by the grandchildren, Kolshkein is Zacha works? What's a Kolshkein? Children, they're only in the cave of works. How can you make a Kolshkein? What Bechlal is a Svar that a Shlomo is different? So I think the Pshat's like this. In the Gemara, it's Mavur, you're not Yetzer with having grandchildren. You need children. And that's what Gemara says. If you have one child, and that child has a Zacha in a cave, it doesn't work. So you're not Yetzer with grandchildren. That day the Gemara says, the Abanim Reim Kabanim is a little bit like Dafka. You need a Zachar and a Nekeva. And he had a Zachar and a Nekeva. Now they died. So when they died, it's not the Pshat that you don't have them. The Pshat is you're missing a Tanai. You need a Zachar and a Nekeva which can have other children. The Brayis also says Nimsu Saris, or Islandess. If they can't have children, so you're missing a Tanai. So for that Tanai that you're missing, there a replacement works. Another child works. But the pshat is all this is a kima tonight. You're not yaitzah with the grandchild. You're yaitzah with the child. Either child's dead, it doesn't matter. As long as the child left a child of its own, so that child is a din child that you could be yaitzah with. Now, Abaya held only if it's an upgrade. If it's an upgrade, bra lebra, brata lebra, if a kolshkein, I mean, it's an upgrade, it could be equal or upgraded. So kolshkein, bra lebra, so it is a kolshkein. A bra is better than a brata. But b'negei the kiyum for this tonight, I'm being yaitzah. I have a zach in the keva. I'm being yaitzah with the keva. not with the zacha that she has. Teretz says, but the keva died. So you're missing the tnai that the children have to be able to have children. And that we say, if the children had children, have the tnai. Koshkin, if the children have a better child than they themselves. But Abaye held that lemaisa, if the son has a daughter, so that's worse. So you can't, so you don't have the tnai. You need a son, and the son died. I left a child, but left a child worse than the son. That's not good enough for the kiyum tnai. Rava says, no, l'shevis yisar bina ve'ika. As long as he leaves something. He himself has to have a son and daughter. But what do the son and daughter have to have? Shevis, they have to have something. So l'fiza, I was clarifying like this. According to Abaye, let's say the son has a daughter, and the daughter has a son. What's the halacha in that case? So if you're learning being yaitzah with the grandchildren, the chayr would work. But like we're saying, you're not being yaitzah with the grandchildren. Being yaitzah with the children, that's a tanai. So zagich, according to Abaye, mistama won't work. Because the son that you had didn't replace it. He didn't have a child that's equal or better. Either daughter had better. Okay, the daughter he yaitzah with. But the daughter's son can't work for the son. The son has to have his child. The daughter has to have her child. A son has to have a son. A daughter can have a daughter. And Goshkin, the son. A son can't have a daughter. That's the Gemara. So even if the daughter has a son, the son can't have a daughter. That's not a kim of the son. You're missing the son. The daughter's son doesn't replace the son. You need the son's son to replace the son. See, a little bit shvei the Gemara b'nei banim rei kabanim. And also the psukim, ben abbas is kabanim. It's not really kibbanim. It's not like his children. It's just the kiyum atanai. Alright, but that's one shot in the Gemara. That's the chayre taisus. That's how the achrayim learn taisus. And that's the rishayim mafurish. You had a son and a daughter, yaitza. But if they died without any children, then you're not yaitza. According to Abaye, the daughter, however she replaces herself with a son or a daughter, it's good. The son has to have dafka, a son, because he can't make less. And Rava says, can even make less. L'shevis yisari bina ve'ika. And the maskanis ha-sugi is, even if both the son and daughter, both had daughters, would be good enough. But the Rambam says not that way. The Rambam, Hilchas Ishus Perek Desvav Alacha Hei, says like this. This is the Lashon Rambam. Nol d'lo yomesu. He had a son and a daughter and they died. V'nichu banim. And they left children. He raised the kai mitzvahs peri v'yiv you, because mei banim reim ka banim. Ba'med dvar ma'murim, b'shayi b'nei ha-banim zachar unikeva, v'yu bon mi zachar unikeva. So the Rambam says you need that the Bnei Abanim, they should be Zach in the Keva, and they should come from Zach in the Keva. Afo Bisha Zach ben Bitai, ben Keva, Vas Benai, and Rekai, Mrs. Periviv. You need two to know. A, you should have a Zach in the Keva. B, the grandchildren also Zach in the Keva. If the Zachar has a Nekeva, and the Nekeva has a Zachar, so then you have both the Tanam. You had a Zach in the Keva. And the grandchildren also zach in the keva, even if it's a ben to the bas and a bas to the ben. Avam ha'ilei ben u'bas u'meis u'nichu echem zach in the keva, dayan l'kayim ha'mitzah. Each one has to have a child. That's the Gemara. If only one of them have children, so it doesn't count. Each one has to have a child. You have to have a zach in the keva. Each one has to have a child. And the two grandchildren have to be zach in the keva. But you could have the keva from the zach and the zach from the keva. So Kamri Shainim hold this way, the snag, mitzvah memtes, the snag, simon reish pedalim. The Torah is interesting. In Yeridei, simon chin tzadik beis, it's the middle of Hilchas Avelis, he mentions this din. Negated halacha, brief review, whatever the case is there. But there he says, call like the Rambam. And as a simon alf, it's mashma the other way. It's mashma, like what we said before, that as long as he had son and a daughter, if the son had either a son or a daughter, and the daughter had either a son and a daughter, it would work. That's the lashon he uses. So it sounds like, as long as he had a son and a daughter, and in the end, each one had a child, whether the son had a son or a daughter, or the daughter had a son or a daughter, in both cases it would work. But you could be machlik in the lashon, especially if you change the girsa, like what he says in Yeridei, like the Rambam. The Reklamation, the Bach, the Yosef says the Torah, the Chayr is saying, like the first chat we said, that l'maskanas ha-gemara, it doesn't matter the gender of the grandchildren, as long as he had a son and a daughter, each one had a child. The son could be two sons, it could be two daughters, it could be a son and a daughter. But in Yaradei, he says clearly like the Rambam, and the Bach and the Akamashah say it could be what he means in Ebenezer. Now, Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer, Siman Aleph, Sivav, Paskins, like the Rambam. You only Yaitza if you had a son and a daughter, and the two grandchildren are son and a daughter, but it could be the son and daughter, and then the daughter have a son. if both of them were male at Skarim, or both of them male in the cave, it doesn't work. So how did the Rambam see this in the Gemara? The two Malchim. The one is the Chumas Edeshin. Chumas Edeshin says, Sim Reisham Agbeis, and Achrayim bring it, the Chuvas Ram Lubun Sim and Tezayin, the Chalkas Mechaikig and the Beish Shmuel, on the Shulchan Erech Evanezu Sivav, Simon Al Sivav. They learn Abaye the way we learned. Abaye is saying, the son has to have a son, the daughter can either have a daughter and call Shkain a son. That's what Abaye held. So according to Abaye, two Scharim would work. But the Rambam holds, we don't hold that way. Why? Because what did Rava tell Abaye? L'shevish is Sarabina Va'ika. So Rav is being both Machmer and Mekel. He's being Mekel that if the son had a daughter, but the daughter had a son, so you have L'shevis. Now Zabaya holds a little bit like the alumnus we said before. They have to get replaced. The son has to replace himself with the son, Dafka. The son replaces the daughter, doesn't work. The daughter has to replace herself with the daughter and call Shkain the son. But you have the replacement. So if you end up with two sons, it's good, because the son replaced himself with the son, and the daughter Kolsch came with the son. But if the son replaced himself with the daughter, that wouldn't work. Even if the daughter replaced herself with the son has no replacement. That's Abaye's svar. Mamish, the way we learned before. What's Rav's svar? No! Sheves, you gotta end up with a son and a daughter. So it doesn't matter if the son had a daughter. If the daughter has a son, that's good enough. But also, if the son had a son and the daughter is a son, that wouldn't be good enough. So Rav is being Mekel, if the daughter had a son and the son had a daughter, that Abaye held is no good, because the son had a daughter. That's not good. It doesn't help that the daughter had a son. Each one has to replace himself with something equal or better. But on the other hand, if the son has a son and the daughter has a son, that would be good. They both replace themselves with something equal or better. Rav says, no, you got it all wrong. L'shevis being none. You gotta end up with a son and a daughter, either by the children, if that didn't work by the children, by the grandchildren. But you gotta end up with a son and a daughter. So it goes the kula, if the son and a daughter, and the daughter had a son, it works. But it goes the chumra, if the son had a son, and the daughter had a son, it doesn't work. That's how they line up the Rambam. And it's a little more geschmack, if you're not geiris v'ikah, like some of them say, maybe it wasn't geiris v'ikah, Rav Amal Hashem is minan. Now, the Taz learns that Taisus also holds this way. Taisus didn't say anything about Rava. That's what we're being miramis to earlier. Taisus told him an Abaye. Taisus going in Abaye. Abaye, what's the pshat? Kol Shkain, bro lebrata. Hashlam is shani. Hashlam is different. You say a Kol Shkain. But Rava that says the Sheves, he doesn't hold Hashlam is shani. He holds that you can have a brata lebra. And he also holds he can't have a brother brata. I mean, can't have both of them two children. That's how the Taz wants to learn in Taisos. So he also says, no machlokes. Where did they make up a machlokes? Other achrayim say a machlokes. Taisos holds that two skarim and two nekevas the maskana would work. The Rambam holds, no, you need dafka, zacha, nekeva. It's just you can have a zacha from the nekeva, nekeva from the zacha. No, Taisos is exactly like the Rambam. Me'acha that the Rambam learned that the suga, the rav is being polig b'tarti. Taisos is going to learn that way. But we mentioned the Rashman, the Ridva, and the Shulchan Gibarim are very mefurish to Nekevah's work. And the Achrayim are learning that way in Taisus also. But the other pshat is the Gayan, and the Bach already said it. That the Rambam wasn't Gairus in the Bayah Kosh came Bro Lebrata. The Rav was Taka coming to be Mekel. But Abaye was more Machmer. Abaye held no, you need Bro Lebra and Brata Lebrata. The son can replace with the son, not with the daughter. The daughter can replace with the daughter, not with the son. You need a son and a daughter if they die. If the son leaves a son, so you have a son. If the daughter leaves a daughter, you have a daughter. But you can't have the opposite. That's how Abaye held. And Rava says, no, L'shev is binam va'ikah. As long as you end up with a son and a daughter, it's good enough. So you don't have to say Hashlam is different. Not in Abaye, not in Rava. That's what the guy is saying. According to the Rambam's Girsa, the Ram wasn't Gairus, the Kosh came Bro Lebrata, so you don't have Taisus Kasha Bechlal. You need a son and a daughter. If they die, you might need a son and a daughter. Abaye held specifically the son, has, just like you can't be Eitzah with grandchildren, you can only be Eitzah the son by a son that comes from a son, and a daughter, a granddaughter, only a granddaughter comes from a daughter. Rav says, no, as long as you had a son and a daughter, and you have grandchildren, a son and a daughter, even though the daughter came from the son came from the daughter, it's also good enough. So that's the other pshat in the Rambam. But this is the pashtus, what the Rambam is saying, la'alocha, and we're just saying two pshat and how he fit with the Gemara. There's another pshat in what the Rambam meant, the Amshul Shleimi, the Marshal, and the Shail in the Tshuvas Ramblin, right? It seems to me it was a Gadol B'Torah, but they held that the Rambam also holds two Sekharim work. The Gemara says Kol Shekein, the Rambam didn't have to bring it because it's a Kol Shekein. Abaye held, you need a son to a son, you need a daughter to a daughter, or a son to a daughter. In other words, like the way we learned the Lamdus before, Abaye held, you need replacement. Then each one has to be replaced with something equal or better. So a son has to be a son. A daughter has to be either a daughter or a son, but you don't need in the end a son and a daughter. Rav also holds that way. But Rav holds, the Shavis Bina means that as long as Lemaisa, the daughter had a son, but the son had a daughter, so it evened out. And by El, no, the son needs specifically a son and a daughter. Rav says, no. If the son had a daughter, then the daughter could have a son. And if the son had a son, so Kol Shekein, the daughter can have a son. So why did the Rambam leave that out? Because it's a Kol Shekein. The Bissel Shrei to learn the Rambam that way. That's a Sam Achreinim. Learn Rav Achreinim didn't learn the Rambam that way. Alright, that's the Sugya. Now, right there, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Leivata other Pirivivya Elam Kenesh Leibanim. Beshame says, Tuskarim Besolz Usach in the Keva. The Gemara says, Mesnisa like Rabbi Shua. The Tanya Rabbi Shua Aimer. Nasa Isha be Aldusa Isha Isha be Zaknusai. The person who was married when he was young, he should still be married when he's old. Hayu Leibanim be Aldusai. If he had children when he was young, Yil Leibanim be Zaknusai. He should still have children when he's old. Shenemem Abayk Israel Zrachel Evel Tanach Yedechel. Gemara is mefalpel. Amr Amas na locha kare b'shua, the Gemara says in the Maskana. So it's a shayla a little bit, halacha l'may. So the Rif brings you b'shua, and it brings you b'nasna, but he doesn't say, masnisin d'loy kare b'shua. After he brings you b'shua and he brings you b'nasna, he says like this, v'ham mosa d'rabbanani, avon d'raisa, kevin shesh azach, and a keva kain mitzis piriv rivya. That seems to be a skalton, because otherwise, according to b'shua, the whole machlokes b'shayim b'shua didn't exist. And they always hold discussions, Hayle Banim, Vinizgayer Machlaikas Ibrahim Mishlakish, Hayle Banim Umesi Machlaikas Ibrahim and Ravasi. So, what would all that mean if we pass it like Rabbi Yeshua? Terry says, I've added it in the Reis of Zach in a cave like the whole Sugya. Rabbi Yeshua is not coming to argue. Rabbi Yeshua is saying, I am Isa. The bear of the bike is Razarach. Every time they get a new thing, to have more children even after you, Makayan, the Mitzvah of Yavi. That's the Rabbanim. As I state in the Rif, and that I think everybody holds of. Now the shaila is, why didn't the Rif say Masnis and Dalai Kareb Yeshua? Adrabba. The Rif sounds like his mashmal, both like the Mishnah and the Yeshua. The Rif brings the Mishnah, and the Rif brings the Yeshua and says, Lach Kareb Yeshua. But he brings the Mishnah. He never tells you not to pass him like the Mishnah. So what's Pshat in the Rif? So the Baal Amar and the Rush is interesting. The Rush is mamish exactly the same thing as the Baal Amar. Say the Pshat in the Rif is, that the Rif held that this Gemara here in Samach Beis and Mebeis is going not like the Gemara early in Samach Aleph and Mebeis. Because the Gemara in Samach Aleph and Mebeis, when it said, it asked the Kasha, that it says that Shmuel said that even, that a person always has to be married, Levat Lodim and Isha, so the Gemara there says that if he has Banim, he can marry an Isha which is not a Bas Banim, and if he doesn't have Banim, he has to marry an Isha which is a Bas Banim. And then the Gemara says, Nafka Mina Limka Sefetera Mishvul Banim. That's what the Gemara says. So Kumtais, that this Gemara holds that even according to the Mishnah, Avadi is still Mechuyiv to have children. The only Nafka Mina between having Banim and not having Banim is, do you sell a Sefetera to marry Isha Bas Banim? Let's say you can marry an Isha that's not a Bas Banim without selling a Sefetera. And you're going to have to sell a Sefer Torah to marry Isha, which is the Bas Banim. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. You don't have to, you don't sell the Sefer Torah for it. So, I bezai, tiny derif. So then there's no reason to say Mesis and like Rabbi Yeshua. Because all Rabbi Yeshua is saying is, you have to have more children. Fine. The Mishnah also agrees. So why the Mishnah say, Mekayim Bivri of you? Only in Afghimina, we don't sell a Sefer Torah. But without Sefer, if you could do it without selling a Sefer Torah, you are Mechuyiv. So that's what the Rif holds. That's what the Rush and the Baal Amar both say Pshat in the Rif. But they say, we don't want to be Deicha Gemara. The Gemara says, Mesis Leigab Shua. The Rush was Masha, maybe the Rif was in Gairis, the Gemara. But Al-Kabbanim, what does the Gemara mean? That Rabbi Shua holds that you do sell a Sefer to Rabbi Shua Banim. That's the Mesnisan like Rabbi Shua. Of course they both hold you should have children. But Rabbi Shua holds you could even sell a Sefer Torah. And the Mishnah holds you don't sell a Sefer Torah. But that much they say, Vader b'shuas maskim is the key in a peer review when you have a zach in a keva, like we said. And it's only derabbanan. Nafkamina, taina both the balamar and the rush. We have a Mishnah later, if you marry 10 years and you don't have children, you have to divorce the wife. That's only if you don't have children. If you have children, even if I'm sure you don't have to divorce your wife. As I right, you don't have to go for the derabbanan. Barbar is maisif. The Gemara Marikan says if someone's wife died, he has to wait 3 regalim. He has to wait after 3 amtayim until he remarries, unless he wasn't Mekayim Periv Rivya. That even goes according to Beshua. Beshua's masking after wait 3 regalim. And if you're Mekayim Periv Rivya, you don't have to wait, if you weren't Mekayim Periv Rivya, you don't have to wait 3 regalim. Because there's a big chaymer to the Dindaraisa Periv Rivya. But they want to say, Lamaisa, Masnis Leiker Beshua means according to Beshua, you also sell a Sefer Torah. That's how they learn the Rif. The Ramban HaMelcham is tainis, no, the Rif never meant that you don't sell a Sefer Torah. The Rif holds you do sell a Sefer Torah. Why did the Rif not bring down the din of Masnis and Leiker B'Shua? Because the Rif didn't bring it. The Rif didn't bring this din of selling a Sefer Torah. So all we see in the Mishnah, as far as the Rif is concerned, it doesn't explain why the Rif didn't bring it, but the Rif didn't bring it. So you see in the Mishnah, they kind of spirit of Rivia. Rabbi Shua says, "Midar abundant, you have to have more children." Everything stems. The Gemara says, "Masisim like Rabbi Shua," because the Gemara said that in the Mishnah, you don't sell a Sefer Torah, and according to Rabbi Shua, you do sell a Sefer Torah. So the Rif left out the whole thing because I guess he feels like this: that if the Rif leaves it out, that means minastam you do sell a Sefer Torah. You sell a Sefer Torah for all mitzvahs that you need to do vice days. So since L'maisa the Rif didn't bring down this chilek, that when you're Mekayim Periv Rivya, you don't sell a Sefer Torah, and when you were at Mekayim, you do, Vaisis, you always sell a Sefer Torah. So he didn't have to bring down Masnisin Leiker B'Shua. He never brought down that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that you don't sell a Sefer Torah to tell that according to B'Shua, you do sell a Sefer Torah. But Avada the Rif holds, you do sell a Sefer Torah. Now the Tur, Vaisis learned up the Rif like the Rosh learned up the Rif. And the Tur brings down the Din, that you don't sell a Sefer Torah, he brings down the previous Gemara. That if you're Mekayim Periv Rivya, you don't sell a Sefer Torah. If you weren't Mekayim Periv Rivya, you do sell a Sefer Torah. And then he says, V'yei Shemrim, that in all cases you sell a Sefer Torah. Who is the first Deah? The Rif. Because the Rif doesn't own Masis and Leiker B'Shua. The way the Rush learns. And who is the second Deah? The Rush. And the Baal Amar, he says, let's ask him Avidani a Rush. The Rush and the Baal Amar, they hold that we pass him as Nisan Leiker B'Shua, and therefore we hold, and you always sell the Sefer Torah. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes also. The Shulchan Aruch brings down Minastam, like what the Ksugi said before, that if you were not Mekayim Brit, really you sell the Sefer Torah. If you were, you don't sell the Sefer Torah. To have a Mazbanim, V'yei Shemrim, that you always sell the Sefer Torah. And you do a Klali Shulchan Aruch, so it means he paskins that you don't sell the Sefer Torah, it brings V'yei Shemrim that you do. Why? Because if you have a Machoikis, the Rif and the Rosh, he passes Minastam like the Rif, and he says Yeshayim like the Rosh. But the Beis Shmuel says, he doesn't agree with the Mechavis Psak. Because the Baal Amar and the Rosh and the Ramban and the Ritvan and the Mukhi Yosef all say that you sell a Sefer Torah even if you're Mekayim Brit Rivya. Because you're all like a Beshua. And in the Rif, it's not Mefurish. Because the Ramban learns the Rif, that even according to the Rif, you sell a Sefer Torah. Even the Rif holds Mesisin like a Beshua. So there is no Klari Rishon that holds that you don't sell a Sefer Torah. And there's 5 Rishonim, Baal Amar, Rosh, Ramban, Ridvan, Mukhi Yosef, that hold you do sell the Sefer Torah. So that should be the Psak. Now the Bach says, the Taisus earlier in the Samach Alfam Abay says, that if you're Mekayim Periv Rivya, you don't sell the Sefer Torah. But the Beis Shmuel says, it's not Murchach, he holds that way. He's explaining the Gemara there, the Gemara is explaining the Mishnah. Here we have Mesnisan like Rabbi Yeshua, and then it says Lachik Rabbi Yeshua. So the Baal Amar and the Rosh would also learn that way in that Gemara. And that Gemara is telling you Nafkamina Limke Sefer Torah, that either way you're Mechayiv. Just if you're Mekayim Periv Rivya, you don't sell Sefer Torah, and if you're not Mekayim Periv, you do sell Sefer Torah. But Lemaisa Halacha Lemaisa, you pass like Yeshua, do sell Sefer Torah. You don't see in Taisus not that way. Rather, the Piskei Taisus brings down La Halacha like that Taisus. But this is the Shmuz. The Rif didn't bring down Masisin like Rebbe Shua, and some learn up in the Rif, the Baal Amar and the Rosh learned up in the Rif, and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that way, and the Pshat is, he doesn't hold Masisin like Rebbe Shua, he holds, Rebbe Shua says, Yimachoyev, fine. The Mishnah means, like the Gemara said before, Avadi Yimachoyev, you just don't sell a Sefer Torah. So everything stems, but halacha l'maisa, you don't sell a sefer Torah if you're mekayim pirvi avya. But the Rosh and the Malamar themselves hold that we say misnis and loy kibeshua, and Yitaka do sell a sefer Torah. And the Ramban holds the Rif was always that way. Now the Ramban holds you even sell a sefer Torah if somebody was mekayim pirvi avya, not only to have more children, but even to marry an Isha that's not a bas banim if he needs to sell a sefer Torah, because of asalam and bla Isha. That's what the Ramban holds. Taisus is mashing that way earlier also, because Taisus says, when the Gemara says, Nafkamina, Limka Sefer Torah Bishul Banim, Taisus explains the Gemara like this. Let's say you can find an Isha without a man, that's not a Bas Banim, without selling a Sefer Torah. And in order to marry an Isha, which is the Bas Banim, you have to sell a Sefer Torah, and you're Mekayim Peri Vivya, then you don't sell a Sefer Torah. So Taisus explains, what's the case? The case is to marry an Isha without a bas banim, I don't have to sell a sefer Torah. But to marry an Isha, which is a bas banim, that I would have to sell a sefer Torah. So that you're not allowed to do if you're in the Mekayim Brit Rivya. But what if, even to marry any Isha, I'd have to sell a sefer Torah? The Mashmaisa thesis is, in that case, you would sell the sefer Torah. It's Aslam Malaysia. That's what the Ramban says, Mefurish. But the Ritvan, the Mekyesev, they say, now you only sell a sefer Torah for Brit Rivya. But if you're not going to Mekayim Brit Rivya, it's only because Aslam Malaysia, and you don't sell a sefer Torah for that. That's what Ron McKeer's default.